Can it be true? Dare it be said out loud? Winter is over. I know, compared to last winter, it was a mild one, not a single real blizzard, and very few days when we had to fear stepping out of our doors only to have our feet go flying out from under us. But that experience of fear, the fear of feeling feet fly out from under, having our legs knocked out from under, that feeling is not restricted to weather or seasons. And that feeling may be what today's gospel invites us to get in touch with, and how God meets us and holds us in such ice slippery spaces. 6 days before Passover, 5 days before the day of preparation, the day when, according to the Gospel of John, Jesus will trade his footing on terra firma for a cross. Before we dive into the Gospel, as a way to enter into what's going on at the beginning of the 12th chapter as viscerally as possible, I'm going to invite you to listen to 80 seconds of music. And I ask that you listen particularly to the deepest, lowest notes played here on a double bass, the basso continuo. I timed it. That's only 80 seconds. Doesn't it feel much longer? And did you feel the bass notes? This is the scene-setting introduction to the St. Matthew Passion by Johann Sebastian Bach. I'm going to have us listen a second and a third time to this and invite you, as you listen, to pay attention to the rhythm of that low section, because it is a heartbeat. Da 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 da. And it goes along very steadily, the double bass playing the same note over and over and over, because that's how a strong, healthy heart works. But then you'll notice it takes a little trip up those notes. There's climbing. And then, right after that, the descent isn't back down to the low, full notes, but the beat resumes a little higher, a little thinner, the way a voice may go higher under stress, and then that steady beat stops. There's one low note and a long rest, and then a second low note and a long rest, and a third and a fourth. The fourth marking the end of the passion's beginning. Did you hear it? According to my favorite Bach interpreter, Steve Reed, the effect Bach offers us here is the feel of what it's like to walk with Jesus in the last hours of his death, near enough to feel his beating heart, near enough to experience with Jesus the increasingly steep climb towards Golgotha. Jesus, with each step throughout the gospel, has been rising above one complication after another, meeting challenge after a challenge, engaging detractors and trap setters at every turn, receiving the sick and healing, facing the dead, and the good is dead, and raising them up. Last time. Bach prepares hearers for the musical narration of the last hours of Jesus' life, giving us a foretaste of what is coming, what it feels like to be with Jesus, what it feels like as the body of Christ to have your legs knocked out from under you. What these 80 seconds of music in Bach's telling is what the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John may do for us, getting the feet of the body of Christ ready to go flying, to be knocked out from under us with the crucifixion of Jesus. 6 days before Passover, Jesus went to Bethany, to the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they had dinner for him. Martha served. Lazarus reclined with those at table with Jesus. And Mary brought a pound of costly perfume, made of pure nard, anointed his feet, and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance. Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this costly perfume not sold for 300 denarii, which is huge? Denarii, enough money given to the poor." He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it to keep it for the day of my burial." Stop. Always have the poor with you. But you will not always have me.
Heart to the throat, legs knocked out from under. 6 days before Passover in the Gospel of John is 1 day away from Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, 5 days away before the feet of Jesus walk beneath the weight of his own cross up the path to Golgotha. 6 days before Passover. Jesus sits at table across from Lazarus, who is a healthy man who once was dead. Enter big sister Martha, her heart swelling with pride beneath the weight of dinner platters. Sure, leg of lamb must have been on the menu, don't you think? And then in comes Mary, doing what little sisters always do. Grab attention with their entrance, bringing in a solid ball of fragrance the size of a cantaloupe, perfume so concentrated that if you can imagine this church on Easter Sunday filled to the rafters with lilies, if you can imagine that scent being equal to 1/10 of 1 ounce of what pure nard can make happen, well, imagine 16 ounces of that. The house fills with the fragrance. The house throbs with the sensation of hearts beating with joy at the presence of Jesus, surrounded by his closest and dearest friends.
And then Judas speaks. Duplicitous, wet blanket, Paul Castor, killjoy, Judas. Never mind what he says. He's a liar and a thief. But mind what Jesus says. Leave her alone, which is to say, leave her with me. She bought it to keep it for the day of not my coronation, my burial. You always have the poor with you. You do not always have me. Before we take another step into Lent toward Holy Week, it is time to check in with our feet. How is your footing? What are the unexpected things that have the power in your lives to knock you for a loop? What are those things? Loss, an unwelcome change in plan, the possibly terrifying realization that the person you've been waiting for, the person you really needed to show up, that person isn't coming. Physical, emotional, intellectual capacity, something I'm sure I can muster like that, except I can't. I think of the first time back on staff at my graduate school when I had to give a lecture and my mouth opened
and nothing came out.
Or I'm sure, or I was in that moment, nothing worth hearing. Sometimes it's someone who lets you down. Sometimes it's a set of circumstances. Sometimes it's a fluke, just a horrible fluke. It's nobody's fault. But your feet begin to go. You slip. You're pushed. We lose it, we crumble, and we wonder, looking up from the bottom, whether we'll ever find our footing again. Yeah, here, as in that encapsulation of the entire Passion in 80 seconds, here in the 12th chapter of John, we discover that not everything that's wildly unexpected is so bad. Enter Mary. She has a limitless supply of perfume. Can that be for just this one set of feet? Hardly. In this story, is fragrance enough for an army? The supply here is endless. Perfume, balm for battered feet that still have a long way to go. This perfume, this gospel, for these feet, for the body of Christ, for Mary and Lazarus and Martha, this perfume for Judas, for you and for me. The perfume of the promise. The promise that we not just hear, but are invited to feel between our toes from the bottom up. The promise that because of the walking and falling and dying and rising of Jesus,
we can be certain that when our feet fly out from under us, the love of God holds. Amen.